Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, welcome back into the Mark Cox Morning Show. It is a Thursday. We've made it to the 11th day of April already. I just can't believe April is coming up on halfway over. It's flying by for us. Hopefully you had a chance to catch a Cardinals game. We got to go yesterday. Had a good time despite the rain, right? They played through it, which was impressive because they didn't want to give away that game and didn't know when they could reschedule it. And it was only going to get heavier. The rain fell all afternoon, all evening. They had 2 inches in some spots this morning.
I noticed some standing water on the roads, even downtown as I was driving in.
Yeah, it seems to have dried up now, but just be warned. There have been a few traffic problems and slowdowns as a result of that, no doubt about it. Good time to remind you about the Spring Bourbon Fling, which is a week from today. There's still tickets available. They're only $35. It's going to be a great time. There are going to be raffle tickets given away. You could win a bottle of something. You get to sample all this great bourbon from my friends at Lore Wine and Spirits. Saw my friend Steve Lore yesterday. And they've got a lot of their different brands that are going to be there. So you get samples of all of it. You get wine. There's liquor if you prefer that. There's appetizers. And on top of all of that, you get to meet Kim St. Ange. So why would you not want to go to this?
Thank you, Mark, for that vote of confidence.
Absolutely. Yeah. And maybe Carl Middleman and the rest of us from here at 97.1 who will be there from the Mark Cox Morning Show. So it's next Thursday night. Just go to the website, 971talk.com. You can find your tickets right there. Still ahead this morning, we've got Shannon Bream coming up. And there's been a lawsuit at the Supreme Court. The justices are hearing questioning the law used to convict at least a handful, if not more, of the January 6th protesters. And if the court sides with this challenge, it could overturn a number of those cases, and it could also aid Donald Trump in this ridiculous charges they brought against him for somehow inciting whatever happened there on January 6th. We'll talk to Shannon Bream maybe about that coming up at 8:22. In the meantime, we got Will Scharf at the bottom of the hour. He is on the president's legal team. He's also running for attorney general. He's going to join us in studio in about 20 minutes or so. So stay tuned for that. Here are a few of our top stories.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Elect me. I'm in the 21st century.
What century are we in? Again, does Joe just forgotten? Does it matter anymore that he's from Scranton, Pennsylvania? Did he mention that? I don't know.
Take a look at the things that they're rolling back. Mm. Remember I said ages ago, you know, in their minds, they want to bring slavery back. They're okay with it.
How does she keep her job? Do you know how much Whoopi Goldberg gets paid every year to spew garbage like that on The View?
Netanyahu must go. That, to me, will rectify all the mistakes that the people of Israel get rid of Netanyahu. He is a mistake.
That is the co-chair of Joe Biden's campaign, Jim Clyburn, calling for one of our allies to be kicked out of office after his country got attacked by terrorists on October 7th. It is shameful, is what it is.
Him for about $2,500. He tells us the police arrived 34 minutes after the initial security alarm sounded.
Listen, I'm pro-police. I'm just saying that's kind of concerning.
Yeah, that too. You've heard Kim covering the story this morning. Some break-ins in Soulard. About the time we got to work yesterday morning, there were criminals down in Soulard breaking into businesses, at least three of them that we know of.
Yep.
It's unclear, according to the report on Fox 2, if the three are connected, although they all happened in the same area at about the same time.
I mean, how many people would there be if you're able to break into all these businesses? Molly's was broken into. Big Daddy's was broken into twice, right? In a matter of 30 minutes?
Yeah. They didn't find much. I mean, honestly, for all the trouble they went to, they've got some pretty decent security video of the people trying to do it. Maybe what's more alarming is, unless you're willing to hire your own private security in the city of St. Louis, having an alarm system, maybe your insurance insists on it, but it's not doing you a lot of good in terms of solving the crime. The owner, you heard him there on Fox 2, was complaining that it was 35 minutes before the first police car rolled up. Now, for all we know, in that district, they had a murder somewhere or a shooting, and the two or three officers on patrol were tied up doing that, because you never know how short-staffed they're going to be on any given night. And it took them 35 minutes, maybe because it's a burglary. But at that point, it would have been a burglary in process when the call went out.
Yeah, but that has to be such a low-priority crime. I mean, if somebody were in there and they were coming in and people's lives were in danger, I imagine that would escalate the situation. But a burglary in the middle of the night when it's empty, when they're so short-staffed, really the hope at this point for these businesses would be that their alarm system would be so loud it would maybe scare off the criminals. But these criminals, while we joke that they're stupid, they probably realize that police are taking a lot longer to respond. They know they have more time to go in and ransack a building and do whatever they're trying to do before they haul it out of there.
Yeah, when you park your car downtown, they tell you don't leave your valuables inside. It's hard to do that if you own a business. And yet they wonder why they're getting negative press by the Wall Street Journal on downtown St. Louis, really. Here's part of the story from Fox 2. And the owners say, listen, I support the police. I don't blame individual cops for this. But we do have some leadership problems in St. Louis when it comes to law enforcement.
Criminals aren't always the smartest, but, you know, normally if they hit up that many places, you have a plan.
VLIF estimates between the damaged window, stolen equipment, and cash, the thieves got him for about $2,500. He tells us the police arrived 34 minutes after the initial security alarm sounded.
Listen, I'm pro-police. I'm just saying that's kind of concerning. I'm sure there might have been some other stuff going on in the city, you know, so I'm not sure why that took that long to respond, but, you know, I don't know what the normal response time is, but I would think it's a little bit sooner than that.
We asked St. Louis police about the response time. A department spokesperson tells us police are aware of VLIF's concerns and are looking into what caused the delayed response from officers.
Yeah.
I can tell you what caused it. Tashara Jones won't staff the police department. She's bragging about bringing in like 9 new recruits. Well, fantastic, Tashara Jones, but do you realize your police department's down about 300 officers? 9 is not going to make much of a dent.
It's hard to overcome. Even with good scheduling practices, that's hard to overcome. So, at the time when we're discussing this national article in the Wall Street Journal on the problems that downtown St. Louis is facing, you have a story like this that comes out, and then you can see firsthand the kind of challenges people face if they run a business in downtown St. Louis. They really do. This is the key sentence from that article. Cities such as San Francisco and Chicago are trying to save their downtown office districts from spiraling into a doom loop. St. Louis is already trapped in one. And they're talking about empty shops and restaurants and buildings and, you know, fewer people commuting downtown or needing to, and it's just it's a vicious cycle that the people at City Hall don't seem to get. They just want to point fingers instead of fixing problems, for sure. Coming up, we're going to get former Senator Jim Talent, anxious to talk to him about the recent change in U.S. policy toward Israel and the people like Bernie Sanders who are pushing so hard on that. We're going to be back in just a minute.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Well, the president is wrong. You don't have to be begging Netanyahu to doing anything. We are supplying and have supplied Israel with huge amounts of money for decades. Right now, there is legislation that would give Israel, and I voted against that legislation, $10 billion more for unfettered military aid. The president has got to say, sorry, Netanyahu, you are not getting one penny more until that situation in Gaza radically changes. We're not begging you anymore. We're telling you. You want money? That's what you got to do. End of discussion.
Well, you know that sound. That was Bernie Sanders. You recognize his voice. And we got Jim Talent on the phone now. Jim, your former colleague there is wanting to cut off one of our biggest allies. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that's Bernie's real position. Now, what the White House is doing is they're responding to a domestic political problem they've got, which is a part of their base really wants Israel to win and a part of their base really wants Israel to lose. And so they're trying to satisfy everybody. And of course, when you do that, you end up pleasing nobody. And you lapse into incoherence. So that's where they are. But I suspect that's really Bernie's position. Now, the problem with this, of course, in the context of what's happening now, is that it tends to prolong the war, because Hamas's only hope of surviving, much less winning, and they're not going to win, but their hope of surviving is for the West, and in particular the United States, to pressure Israel to stop fighting. And so the more you suggest that that's what we're doing, the more incentive they have to try and hold out. And so it's counterproductive. But if the White House can get the war off the front pages in any way, they'll do it. It's also why they mentioned Netanyahu so much, because the two camps in their base are more united on that. They don't like Netanyahu. And of course, this is not Netanyahu's war. It's Israel's war. And Netanyahu, in this case, is simply expressing the will of the people of Israel in fighting.
Well, there's a video out there that's gone viral this morning of Josh Hawley being confronted in the halls of Congress by these code pink people, these pro-Hamas protesters and all this. And, you know, they're angry at U.S. policy. They're angry at Israel. None of them, not a single one, will accept the fact that Hamas and has rejected every attempt to try to negotiate with them because they don't believe Israel should exist. How do you deal with people like that?
It's very, if you're asking how House Senator Hawley or a politician in that position deals with him, it's obviously very difficult, in part because most of those, I'm convinced that most of these young protesters are going from a knowledge base that basically is non-existent.
Yeah, okay, so that's true. They're probably,
I mean, and I don't want to, I mean, maybe I'm wrong.
No, but no.
I mean, they probably don't really even know who Hamas is. And we, you know, we saw this, and you talked about this clip where they were chanting from the river to the sea, and they didn't know what river they were talking about or what sea they were talking about. So it's very difficult to deal with people, you know, who are passionate about an issue that they really don't know anything about.
I think it's interesting that it seems like the focus has shifted in Congress, saying, you know, oh, the Israel and Hamas need to agree to this ceasefire deal. That's the focus instead of Ukraine. I mean, I know they're still talking about Ukraine, but now I see that Zelensky says he invited Donald Trump to come over there and explain his peace proposals. I mean, what do you make of all that?
Well, again, the problem here, and it's, before I did the interview, I thought to myself, I need to say something fresh, but the difficulty here is that the problem is on a strategic level. Just as peace, you get peace through strength, which was Trump's policy and Reagan's policy, you get war through weakness. Okay, and we appeased Putin Biden's first year in office, which I am certain contributed to Putin's belief that the West would not react if he attacked Ukraine. Okay, so we continue this. You know, they supposedly have a policy of supporting Ukraine, but they don't want Ukraine to attack the enemy. Well, you see the incoherence of that, right?
Yeah.
So, we have so many wars on the front pages now that they're crowding each other out. And I greatly fear we're going to have more conflict because this is what this kind of weak policy leads to. What you want is to be firm, purposeful over time, so that your friends know that you will support them and your adversaries know that you will respond firmly if they aggress, if they attack. And we've been doing the opposite.
Yep.
And so we're getting more conflict.
That ship sailed about almost 4 years ago now, I think.
I mean, something happened in January of 2021, and it sort of changed our policies.
Boy, that's the truth. Jim, we always appreciate your time, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, see you soon. Yeah, I appreciate that. And I'm going to have lunch with him today.
Nice.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
We're gonna get together and hang out, and we're going to solve the world's problems over lunch today.
Fill us in tomorrow.
Yeah.
Let us know what
you
come up with.
I will let you know exactly how we're going to go about that. That should be interesting. All right, looking forward to it. Coming up, we're going to get to Will Scharf. He is a candidate for attorney general. We had Andrew Bailey on the other day. I wanted to give Will a chance to come in and give his take on what needs to happen in the attorney general's office. And he's also a lawyer for President Trump, and he's been in court with him a lot recently. We'll get his take on a couple of those cases as well. It's all straight ahead on the Mark Cox Morning Show.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wall Street Willie is bought and paid for by the D.C. swamp and Wall Street bankers. Why are coastal elites trying to buy an office in the state of Missouri?
Yeah, that was the Attorney General Andrew Bailey when he was on the show the other day, and I wanted to invite Will Scharf, who is the candidate running against him in here, to respond to that if he chooses to. Will, welcome back.
Yeah, appreciate you having me, Mark. Thanks so much.
Why does Andrew Bailey think it's interests outside the state of Missouri that are trying to get you elected?
Yeah, look, you know, Andrew Bailey's worried. We're neck and neck in the polls. We're crushing him on fundraising and the grassroots energy all across the state's on our side. So he calls me funny names and throws out these crazy accusations. I'll tell you, the only real fundraising scandal in this election are the folks supporting Andrew Bailey. I mean, he's a Republican running for office, and yet he's backed by liberal trial lawyers, by the marijuana industry, by the illegal gambling industry. I mean, he had a fundraiser hosted for him by a marijuana company that's under investigation by his office. I mean, these are the kinds of conflicts of interest, of pay for play, that we expect from Democrats, but I never in a million years would have expected it from a Republican. So that's the message we're carrying to the people of Missouri, that do you want a guy who's bought and paid for by the lobbyists, by the special interests, by groups that have opposed conservative principles and conservative values for years, or do you want a conservative outsider? And that message is resonating wherever we go.
Yeah, you know, and while we're talking about that stuff, we have major issues with crime and, you know, the administration, and then it reflects back onto St. Louis, brags that crime is down. The city of St. Louis brags that crime is down. But we find out that if you look at those FBI statistics, they don't really reflect all of the numbers. They don't have to report them anymore.
It's statistical games up and down. If you talk to any SLMPD officer actually on the streets, they'll tell you the opposite, that crime's up, that neighborhoods that used to be safe are now more dangerous than they've ever been before. We have a serious problem in both our urban areas and increasingly in rural areas as well in this state. And if we don't fix the crime problem, if we don't fix education, this state's just not going to have a bright future. And that's what's so scary about these Jefferson City insiders who just seem to be willing to ignore the problem and hope it goes away.
Well, now you have that Wall Street Journal article come out putting the national spotlight on St. Louis, calling our real estate downtown a nightmare.
Yeah, well, I think they're saying that essentially we're in death spiral, that as crime issues have gotten out of control, businesses have left, and that makes more businesses want to leave, and it goes on and on and on. You know, for once, I'd love to see Missouri in the national press. I'd love to see St. Louis in the national press for something positive. You know, whenever we're in the Wall Street Journal, whenever we're on Fox News, it's always something terrible going on here. And that just goes to show how bankrupt our political leadership in this state has been for far too long.
What do you think you could do to impact that as Attorney General?
Well, I think Eric Schmidt had a program called Safer Streets, where he put prosecutors from his office in the U.S. Attorney's offices in both St. Louis and Kansas City. They brought hundreds of quality federal felony violent crime cases and really did a lot to help us recover from the crime problems we've had in the state. Bailey ended Safer Streets. I don't know why. I think that was a terrible mistake. But I think those are the kinds of solutions we need to be looking at. At the end of the day, if you don't prosecute violent criminals, you get more violent crime. We've got to fix our state's bail laws. We have to have real truth in sentencing laws. We need to be punishing and deterring violent crime every step of the way. Otherwise, we just continue to get the lawlessness that we've seen here in St. Louis.
Yeah. Any thoughts, Will? I know, I mean, it's outside of your purview because it's in a different state. We could end up having this debate here. The Supreme Court in Arizona made a controversial abortion ruling, controversial in some people's eyes. I see them as simply interpreting their constitution to say, we think this law is valid. If you don't like it, it's up to the legislature to change it, not us.
Yeah, you know, I think that people love to rely on the courts to drive policy. This is what the left did for 40 or 50 years. At the end of the day, we need to convince the American people that being pro-life is important, that life is important at every stage, from conception through birth through death. I mean, this is a really important moral fight that we need to be fully engaged in. I'm pro-life. I've been fighting for pro-life causes my entire career. I think it's really important not just that we win battles at the courts and not just that we pass laws, but that we also win hearts and minds on this issue. I mean, we need to convince the American people that pro-life solutions, that the pro-life policy is correct on the merits. And until we do that, we're going to continue having electoral reverses, the likes of which we've seen in states like Ohio and Michigan in the last couple of years. Here in Missouri, fortunately, this is a pro-life state. I've been involved in drafting pro-life legislation before. I think that we're going to have a real fight on our hands this November unless we really learn how to talk about these issues better.
Being one of Trump's attorneys, I don't know if you can speak to this, but Trump came out and said that what they did there with the Supreme Court was a mistake and that he wants them to fix it. What do you make of that?
What Trump has said consistently since he first started running for office in 2016 is that we needed to overturn Roe versus Wade and we needed to return this issue to the states. And I think that's the correct approach. I think here in Missouri, fortunately, this is historically a pro-life state. I think that we have the ability to pass really good protective pro-life legislation here. I think in states like Arizona, unfortunately, we haven't made that case effectively to the people of Arizona. The Republicans and conservatives down there just haven't won that battle over hearts and minds yet. And that's why there's been the blowback to the Arizona Supreme Court opinion. I think if we had done the hard work over the course of decades, really persuading people that you have to be pro-life, that it's the only moral choice in that debate, that it's important to protect life at all stages, I don't think they would have had the blowback from that Arizona Supreme Court opinion that they've had.
Yeah, interesting. And Arizona's a purple state now, too, on top of that. You know, Will, you're heading to New York when, this weekend?
Yeah, so we go to trial on Monday on this insane case brought by radical leftist DA Alvin Bragg against President Trump. I'm not on that trial team, but I've been working with them on briefs and motions, and I'll be there to support them, doing some media around it as well. But it's absolutely outrageous. You know, President Trump is the leading candidate for president in the United States of America, and they're going to force him to sit through a six-week-long trial for invented non-crimes that should have never seen the inside of a courtroom. It's absolutely crazy, and it just goes to show how far Joe Biden and his leftist allies are willing to go to weaponize our system of law enforcement, to weaponize our courts, to interfere with the 2024 election. It's absolutely outrageous.
Well, Alvin Bragg doesn't have anything more important to do. I mean, there aren't illegal immigrants beating up police officers or anything in the city, so why not?
Yeah, you know, this is a guy who came into office on the platform that he was going to get Trump and he was not going to prosecute violent criminals. And that's what he's gone out and done. It's sometimes when the left speaks, you have to listen to what they're saying. And what all of these guys have said from the start is that their priority is just getting Trump at all costs. We've seen that with Alvin Bragg. We've seen that with Tish James, the New York AG, who's trying to seize every dollar that President Trump has made over his entire career. These are abusive cases that should have never been brought. And frankly, if President Trump weren't running for president, I don't think they ever would have been brought. And that just shows, I mean, we've called these the Biden show trials. I think Joseph Stalin would be proud of the way that Joe Biden is weaponizing our system of law enforcement to persecute his political rival.
It's unbelievable. Did I read the other day where Letitia James is trying to reject the bond company that he found?
Yeah.
For the bond case?
I mean, we posted an $175 million bond secured entirely with cash. It may be unprecedented in New York history or maybe even in American history. This is the most secured, most buttoned up bond ever. And yet Tish James is still trying to find a way to get this thing into court and continue getting her press hits out of it. We're going to get that judgment in that New York civil case overturned on appeal. It's absolutely outrageous. It's unconstitutional. I think Tish James is scared of seeing the inside of an appellate courtroom because she knows she's going to lose.
Well, Will, how can people find out more about your campaign?
You can find our website at votesharf.com. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Truth Social, at Will Scharf.
All right. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me, Mark.
Absolutely. Always welcome. We appreciate that. Coming up next hour, we're going to get to our friend Shannon Bream from Fox News Sunday, find out what she thinks about the Biden student loan forgiveness effort compared to the fact that the Supreme Court told him he couldn't do that. We'll get to that at about 8:20. Stay tuned.
The Trump doctrine is we're America, bitch.
Little Jake Tapper memory for you there. Do you remember him saying that, Kim?
No.
Yeah. Jake Tapper hates Donald Trump.
What?
Oh, yeah.
This is shocking.
I know. It's shocking to you. The reason I bring up Jake Tapper is because Will Scharf told us as soon as we got off the air, I wish I'd known it when he was still in here. He's going to be on with Shannon Bream, our guest who's coming up here at 8:20 on her Fox News Sunday show. He's already been scheduled by the campaign to do that. And he was asked to do the Jake Tapper show on Sunday afternoon.
That should be very interesting.
Which is, you know, like wading into enemy territory, so to speak. With the Tapper, you know how the attack will be constant from Tapper. Talking to him about these cases in New York, but Will is more than up to that challenge.
Yep, I mean he has an answer for everything, so it's going to be very interesting. But yeah. I appreciate when people go head to head like that, and
you have to
can battle it out.
Yeah,
civilly, hopefully in this case.
Oh,
but,
I'm sure they will. I'm sure they will. He said the campaign said we got good news and we got bad news.
We don't have to differentiate which one is the good news and the bad news.
You know, going on with Shannon Bream will be part of the good news. We'll get to her coming up here in the next hour. And Griff Jenkins as well is going to join us. Where in the world is Griff this morning? I'm assuming the bridge story is over at this point. So he's moved on. I did not see him this morning on the rundown, Carl, so I don't know exactly what he's doing today. We'll have to find out.
Prolific Xer or tweeter.
Yeah, we will check the X feed and figure out if they've had to Griff. So he's been covering the the controversy over the chief DEI person at the State Department. I played some of that sound for you last week. This is Zakiah Carr Johnson, who wants to tear down the system that she described as a culture of misogyny that has allowed men to act without consequence at the State Department all these years. That's her job. And that's what Griff is covering today from the State Department. And if you'll notice quietly, Joe Biden's administration changed the rules the other day. They're trying to change the federal rules to make it harder to fire government employees because they're afraid Donald Trump's going to win. And they're trying to do things now that would keep him from going in and cleaning house in the sewer that is Washington, D.C. This is one of those jobs that should be completely eliminated. But they're going to try to, you know, put some kind of protection in there to keep that from happening. This is how rotten they are up there. It really is. It goes on all the time. Coming up, Shannon at 8:20, Griff Jenkins about 8:35. We'll be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.